USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
You look at our border is wide open. Illegal immigration is skyrocketing at a level that we've never seen before. And this is over a period of a few months. Drugs are pouring in. Gas prices are soaring. Our industries are being pillaged by foreign cyber attacks. That's a lack of respect for our country and for our leaders.
Former President Trump in North Carolina. Trump speaking at the North Carolina Republican State Convention. The former president continues.
Speaking of our leaders, they're bowing down to China. America is being demeaned and humiliated on the world stage. Our freedom is being overtaken by left-wing cancel culture.
Infrastructure talks expected to resume on Monday after President Biden rejected the latest Republican proposal. This is USA Radio News.
Friends, Mike Lindell is a great supporter of conservative radio, but most of all, he's a man who has invented a great USA product that will help you get a great night's sleep. For over 3 years, I've told you how the MyPillow Premium Pillow has changed my life. I get the best sleep of my life. But more importantly, the pillows don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them as many times as you want. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Here's the best deal you'll ever get on a MyPillow Premium Pillow. $29.98 for a standard or queen size pillow. King size only $5 more. You're saving $40. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. You can save up to 60% on any MyPillow product when you use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special.
A new survey from Ramsey Solutions says 42% of consumers with debt say the pandemic has been a financial setback they don't think they can come back from, compared to 27% of people without consumer debt. The survey also found those without consumer debt, 45%, were more likely to save stimulus money than those with debt, which is 31%. Ramsey Solutions President Dave Ramsey making sense of those numbers on Fox News.
Obviously, if you've got debt, you're likely to use the money to pay your bills. And so, because, you know, you got more money going back out the door. And so, again, this points to what Ramsey's been doing for 30 years, getting people out of debt, because it puts you into a position of strength. And those that didn't have that were more likely to save their stimulus check, which, oh, by the way, stimulated nothing in the economy because it went into a savings account.
More news can be found online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio. News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The White House says President Biden will be up front with Russian President Vladimir Putin when the two leaders meet later this month. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki saying some of the issues that will be brought up include ransomware cyber attacks, human rights, Ukrainian sovereignty, and global nuclear security. As far as if Russia is testing President Biden now, Rebecca Heinrichs is a senior fellow with the Hudson Institute. She tells Fox News she believes so, and she also believes President Biden is failing that test.
I think Biden is right to say no, he has tested him, and Biden has failed. Biden has responded with weakness to these attacks. This is the second cyber attack against a major American artery for our supply chains. And Biden has responded leading up to this meeting by waiving these congressionally mandated sanctions against something that the Russians wanted very badly, which is this energy pipeline, Nord Stream 2, from Russia to Germany, something they wanted very badly. Clearly, Biden thought he would sweeten the deal to try to ingratiate himself with Vladimir Putin leading up to this summit, and Putin has responded by these two Russian cyber attacks and pretending like he didn't have anything to do with it. So far, Biden has failed.
A majority of Americans say their lives are getting back to normal after the pandemic. A new Gallup survey found 66% have at least partially returned to life the way it was before the outbreak hit last March. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.